order the special meeting of the mayor.
I don't even have this on. The special meeting of the mayor and council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times on August 12, 2022, and posted in the Borough Hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Murphy. Ms. Hohenleitner.
Here.
Mr. Dougherty.
Here.
Mr. Crowley.
Here.
Mr. Brachia. Mr. Bombs.
Here.
Mayor Gluckstein.
Here. Please stand for a silent prayer and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council, are you running the Zoom? Are you running the Zoom?
Apparently.
I was saying, I know Steve was trying to log in.
He's not here.
Okay.
I told him he could always call to the...
But we're going to call him for executive session.
Okay.
Okay, so I need a motion and a second to go into executive session.
Crowley is second, Bombs.
Roll call.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is a resolution number 131 to go into executive session to discuss school regionalization. And approximate duration 30 minutes. And formal action will be taken following the executive session. Okay?
If I could just make a note that Matt Giacobbe is en route. He's not currently here, but he is en route and will be joining us as soon as he arrives.
So we may need more than 30 minutes to.
Approximate duration.
For his arrival.
Yeah, it could be more.
Okay,
so
I'm gonna
mute
the Zoom.
And we're going into the room,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Executive session.
Okay, I need a motion and a second to come out of the executive session.
I'll do that. Second, Bombs.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Let the record reflect that Councilman Barakia is joining the meeting. He wasn't present at roll call, but here he is electronically.
4:59.
Where's the meeting?
Mm-hmm. Can you hear us okay, Steve?
I hear you talking.
I know. Just make sure that your mics are hot.
Yep. They're, you want them on or off?
Hey,
okay.
On.
Okay.
That would fix that reverb problem, I think.
Okay. So, now unfinished business. Resolution 130-2022, regionalization, the commissioner's petition. And Mr. Ferragina, will you please read this?
Okay, sure, Mayor. Before I do, let the record reflect that our attorney regarding this matter, Matt Giacobbe, arrived at approximately 4:08. So at hand, we have resolution 130-2022. If it is the wish of Mayor and Council, I will read it aloud.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Okay. Resolution 130-2022, whereas the Borough of Atlantic Highlands has filed a petition with the Commissioner of Education jointly with the Boroughs of Highlands and Seabright and the Borough and the Boards of Education of the Henry Hudson Regional School District, Atlantic Highlands School District, and Highlands School District, hereinafter petitioners, seeking authorization from the Commissioner of Education to place a referendum before the voters in its community to enlarge the Henry Hudson Regional School District into a PK-12 Regional School District and to expand Henry Hudson Regional to add the Borough of Seabright as a constituent member. And whereas the joint petition included proposed referendum questions to be presented to the voters in each of the three communities, and whereas the proposed referendum questions did not include the tax allocation methods to be presented to the voters, as the tax allocation methods to be presented to the voters had not yet been agreed upon by the requisite governing officials, and whereas the municipal governing officials from Seabright, Highlands, and Atlantic Highlands, and the boards of education from Highlands, Atlantic Highlands, and Henry Hudson Regional have engaged in negotiations, and the municipal governing officials from Seabright, Highlands, and Atlantic Highlands have agreed upon tax allocation methods to be presented to the voters in the three communities, which they have determined to be fair to all three communities and which would provide all three communities with significant annual savings off the status quo. And whereas the governing officials agreed upon the following tax allocation methods to be included in the proposed referendum questions as follows. Referendum question to be presented to the voters in Highlands and Atlantic Highlands. Shall the boards of education of the Highlands School District, Atlantic Highlands School District, and Henry Hudson Regional School District join together to convert Henry Hudson Regional into an all-purpose PK-12 regional school district with the annual and special appropriations for such a two-constituent PK-12 regional school district to be apportioned upon the following basis: 80% on each municipality's equalized valuation allocated to the regional district as provided by state law, and 20% on the proportional number of pupils enrolled from each municipality on the 15th day of October of the pre-budgeted year, and upon conversion of Henry Hudson into a PK-12 regional district, shall the PK-12 regional school district include the borough of Seabright as a constituent member upon approval by the Commissioner of Education of its withdrawal from Oceanport and Shore Regional School Districts, and approval by the voters of Seabright to join the Henry Hudson PK-12 Regional School with the annual and special appropriations for the newly expanded three-constituent PK-12 Regional School District to be apportioned upon the following basis: 15% on each municipality's equalized valuation allocated to the regional district as provided by state law, and 85% on the proportional number of pupils enrolled from each municipality on the 15th day of October of the pre-budgeted year. Referendum question to be presented to the voters in Seabright. Upon approval by the voters of Atlantic Highlands and Highlands to convert the Henry Hudson Regional School District to a PK-12 Regional School District, and approval by the Commissioner of Education for Seabright to withdraw from the Oceanport and Shore Regional School Districts, shall Seabright join the Henry Hudson PK-12 Regional School District with the annual and special appropriations for the newly expanded three-constituent PK-12 Regional School District to be apportioned upon the following basis: 15% on each municipality's equalized valuation allocated to the regional district as provided by state law, and 85% on the proportional number of pupils enrolled from each municipality on the 15th day of October of the pre-budgeted year. Now, therefore, be it resolved that, after due consideration, Atlantic Highlands has determined that the above tax allocation methods are fair and reasonable to the taxpayers of Atlantic Highlands, and be it further resolved that Atlantic Highlands seeks to have a referendum placed on the November 2022 ballot or as soon thereafter as may be authorized by the Commissioner of Education with regard to the enlargement of Henry Hudson into a PK-12 regional school district and the expansion of the district to include Seabright as a constituent member, and authorizes its designated special counsel to submit this agreed upon tax levy and allocation and revised referendum questions to the Commissioner of Education for consideration and approval. And be it further resolved that Atlantic Highlands authorizes its designated special counsel to take any and all appropriate action to obtain the aforementioned authorization from the Commissioner of Education and to effectuate same. And be it further resolved that Atlantic Highlands and Highlands agree to enter into a binding 50-50 sharing agreement for any tax savings generated by the conversion of Henry Hudson into a PK-12 regional district, and by Seabright joining the combined school district within 5 days of the passing of this resolution in a form agreeable to the municipalities and their respective legal counsel. And be it further resolved that the governing bodies of Atlantic Highlands and Highlands recommends that the Board of Education adopt the following resolutions at their next respective meetings. A, they adopt a resolution that should the Commissioner of Education approve the formation of an all-purpose PK-12 district comprised of the constituent members of Highlands and Atlantic Highlands, an apportionment formula of 80% EV over 20% enrollment will be adopted and put before the voters only if a 50-50 sharing agreement on the total overall tax savings between Highlands and Atlantic Highlands is executed. The formula of 80-20 and the 50-50 sharing agreement will be included in the Board of Education's referendum question and be placed before the voters as soon as allowable by the Commissioner of Education. B, should the Commissioner of Education approve the withdrawal of Seabright from its current school districts and approve them as constituent members of the new Henry Hudson Regional All-Purpose District, the Board of Education should adopt a resolution with an apportionment formula of 15% EV over 85% enrollment, and this apportionment should be put before the voters only if a 50-50 sharing agreement on the total overall tax savings between Highlands and Atlantic Highlands is executed. The formula of 15 over 85 and the 50-50 sharing agreement will be included in the Board of Education's referendum question and be placed before the voters as soon as allowable by the Commissioner of Education. I have copies of the resolution should people from the public would like a copy.
I just have a couple. I think just
let's make a motion and second, and then we'll talk. Right?
I have typo changes.
Oh.
So
what are they?
So in the it's formatting on A on the last page, but it's italics.
Mm.
And then on the page just before that, in the final clause, be it further resolved that the governing bodies of Atlantic Highlands and Highlands recommend. No,
okay.
Yeah, we can. Those are typographical errors.
Yeah, I'm just going to mention this as Merkel for that. But I was reading along. Good job typing fast.
Yeah, I'm not the best typist in the world, so I apologize.
And now I'll move it.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Do you want me to just kind of explain what happened?
Now you can. Yeah, right. We had a motion and a second. Go ahead.
So, I just wanted to explain. My name is Matt Giacobbe. Most people know me as a labor attorney. I do a lot of school board work, so I was asked by the governing body to assist in this process. It's been literally up till 2:36 when I left my office working through this. We work closely with counsel for the school districts, counsel for Seabright and Highlands, Mark Maguire, who was one of the key gentlemen who helped draft this legislation and initially was involved in this process over the last 24 hours. So this is really two parts. What happens is you're talking about the first vote that the voters of Highlands and Atlantic Highlands have to contemplate is, do you as voters want to combine into a regional pre-K to 12th grade where you'll be going to Henry Hudson? So Henry Hudson will be now one school district, one school board, one school district. There's an allocation for that where in if you look at the resolution, the allocation for that is 80% on each municipality's equalized valuation allocated to the regional district and 20% on the number of pupils. And as you can see in the resolution, the parties have agreed that there'll be a 50-50 binding agreement where any tax savings will be shared equally between the two municipalities. Because it doesn't work out, you know, the taxing authorities and stuff differ, so one municipality might have to pay the other municipality some money, but it's a 50-50 split. Highlands is on board with this. And so you have to have this combined district to exist for Seabright to even join. If this fails, there's no Seabright ever joining. So that's the first question. That question is actually going to be put on the ballot by resolution by the boards of education. That's under the law. So that's why at the end of this resolution, it says this governing body and Highlands, who is going to be passing the identical resolution this evening, I think around 7 o'clock, are asking the boards to put this on the resolution. But if you look at the end of this resolution, there's A and B, which talks about how this is going to happen, the 80-20 formula, the 50-50 sharing agreement. That's A. Now, B, in the second referendum question is, if this is successful and we have this combined pre-K to 12 Henry Hudson Regional School District for Highlands and Atlantic Highlands, do you guys want Seabright to join? Before we get there, the guest, and I'm a lawyer for a reason. I wasn't that good at math. I can write pretty well, but I'm not good at math. But the experts, the folks from Kane and the folks from Steve Sia, looked at it and they estimate that based on current enrollments, it's around $400,000 to $500,000 of savings for the taxpayers combined of Highlands and Atlantic Highlands if you have this regional school district. When if Seabright joins in, then the numbers get much bigger. You're talking in the millions, several million dollars. So if that happens and that's successful, then there also will be a binding 50-50 share arrangement between Highlands and Atlantic Highlands so that both taxpayers save the equivalent of 50% because of Seabright joining into this new regional district. I just want to caution everybody, the first vote of combining it is going to be an easier accomplishment, I think, really because the second vote, dealing with Seabright, they have to withdraw from Oceanport and Shore Regional. They have to have commissioner approval to do that. There's active litigation that we're involved in right now where Oceanport and Shore Regional are fighting us. So that might not happen this November. That might happen next year. So this is not, you know, a sprint. This is more of a you know, long distance race. But the goal here is this is something that the governing bodies of, I've been told by the council, that the governing bodies of Highlands are supportive of, the governing bodies of Seabright are supportive of, and the superintendent is going to recommend this to the constituent boards of education. They have not, they're not having a meeting, and their meetings are next week. So she'll make that recommendation. And again, I have to give a lot of credit to Mark Magyer, who was really instrumental in helping pull people together at the last minute. So what we're going to be doing over, if this passes this evening, the next course of action that we have to do before the boards meet is we're going to be entering into the binding agreements with Highlands over if there's this pre-K to 12 regional Highlands Atlantic Highlands school district. So it'll be one binding agreement for a 50-50 share split of savings. And then we're going to have a separate agreement that should Seabright come in at whatever date in the future, there'll be another binding 50-50 share. And those binding agreements will last until either both parties say, let's change it. But the goal here is that we want to make sure that the taxpayers of these two municipalities are enjoying the savings equally from both of these endeavors. So, you know, the recommendation is that you know, the governing body passes. This is the first step that we take. We're still having to deal with the commissioner, a lot of moving parts, and I can tell you, I negotiate lots of contracts for a living. I got negotiating against PBA members or school teachers, a lot easier than this. I mean, lawyers are just an ornery bunch to deal with, me being one of them. But I think that this is, you know, I think that the goal here is, and at the end of the day, what is the goal of this? The goal of this is to save taxpayers money, to combine and try to maximize your dollars. And in both instances, they're savings. Based on the experts' analysis, both Kane and Steve Sia's analysis, their savings in both instances. Of course, if Seabright does join, these savings are much, much greater, but they're greater not only for the revenue that comes into Highlands and Atlantic Highlands, it also, long-term, will have a huge savings for Seabright. Seabright, just so you, as everyone knows, the reason that there's this 85-15 the allocation, or 1585 allocation in the Seabright, which is very different than what we have here, is Seabright has a huge withdrawal liability. They have to pay, they have a continued payment stream that they have to make to Shore Regional and Oceanport if they're permitted to withdraw. So they're going to be paying money out to them and paying us money. And so the goal is that the only way this whole thing works is if every municipalities pass it. So let's say you bring that to the voters, just to do the combined regional Highlands Atlantic Islands. And the Atlantic Islands votes yes, and Highlands votes no. This is over. Done. If Highlands and Atlantic Highlands both vote yes, we'll have a regional school district, and Seabury votes no, well then Seabury's not joining. So the goal here from all these different moving parts was, and I got to give the superintendent credit, because she was looking out for the taxpayers of Highlands and Atlantic Highlands, doing a very nice job in making sure that there was, and she was insistent on the 50-50 split. So I want to give her credit. She was very insistent on that. And I think that the goal here is that nobody gets hurt. We want everyone to walk away being a winner, and having the 50-50 split guarantees that everyone's getting a half a loaf. No one's getting a full loaf. No one's going to walk out and say, yeah, I got a great one. We're trying to do the right thing for the taxpayers in New Jersey here. So I think this is a monumental thing. It's the first time this is being done under this newly revised law. And we think that it's, a benefit for your taxpayers. And frankly, all this really is we're recommending it to the taxpayers. We're just giving them the referendum. It's not it is not this governing body's decision. Their decision is to recommend this to the boards. The board's decision is to get it onto a ballot. And then it's up to the taxpayers of Highlands and Atlantic Highlands if they support this. And majority rules. And if both majorities of the towns vote for it, it passes. And if one doesn't vote for it, it doesn't pass. And you have what you have now. So really what this is doing is it's really empowering the taxpayers of these two communities is how do you want your education delivered? Do you want it in a combined regional district? And if so, do you also want to include Seabright? Now, it could happen that you have a, yes, we want a combined Highlands, Atlantic Highlands, but if one of the municipalities says, but we don't want Seabright, well then Seabright doesn't join. So this is really up to the taxpayers. You're empowering the local taxpayers to make decisions that they believe is best for them in their town and really their tax dollars. So I think that's kind of the explanation I can
Thank
do.
You.
Yep.
So before we continue, if it's acceptable to everyone in the dais, what I'd like to do before we move on with a motion
We already have a motion and a second on the table.
So may we, Council, yeah. can we hold that and allow the public to
I would do it like an ordinance. I would let the public, like you said, if you want to, they want to talk and tell you what they think, and then have debate after that. Make sense?
Yeah.
Not debate and then have the public. No. Public then debate.
Right. Yes.
Sound good?
Yes.
So, I just want to caution everybody. I have to leave very soon because I have two more meetings to attend to tonight in different parts of the state, unfortunately. So if there's any questions that need my advice or my guidance or my input, I would ask that maybe if somebody has that question for me, I'd like to answer that first.
Okay. Is there anyone? Yes.
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
Name and address.
Hello, Bieber, 12 Trade Miss Money from Seabright. Thank you very much. That was very clear. Two quick things. One is, did you comment that the Highland Committee for the Highland Council was in favor of this?
That's what I was advised.
Okay, because obviously in the negotiations that goes to them tonight, and they're not supporting the 50-50 split, it's done.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sure. And the second thing is, I believe the deadline for governing bodies to have a petition to the commissioner is Friday.
It's coming Friday.
But I believe the BOE has an extended period of time.
They have until September the 9th.
Okay, so the fact that they're holding their meetings next week
not a problem.
Put the petition at risk.
It doesn't put the petition at risk for the boards because the combined Seabright has to deal with that. And again, this requires commissioner approval.
Right.
Now we filed the petition timely to combine the three school boards and the three municipalities combined and filed the petition with the commissioner with the questions. We have to now send in the revised questions, and that will go once the school boards pass their thing. I talked to Mr. Gagliardi, who's representing Seabright. I can't opine on what Seabright's going to do about putting it on the ballot for Friday. But again, if Seabright can't get it on for Friday, they'll get it on in the future. Whole goal here is, as I said before, this is not a sprint, so it's really kind of a marathon. But you are right, the school boards have until September 9th to do it, so we have A little more breathing room than we had this morning.
I just wanted to confirm that none of the actions were going beyond the deadline.
No.
And as you know, I am on the council on Seabright.
Right.
And we're scheduled for 8:30 on Friday morning.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. I know Vito was working. I don't want to interfere with that. So I give people credit. I just want to, you know, the superintendent was phenomenal. I was dealing with their council. One of their councils is on vacation in Israel. I was speaking with him in Israel. Carrie Wright, who represents Seabright and Highlands, she went away yesterday on vacation in Florida. I was on with the phone with her all day. So, I mean, I think a lot of people pulled together to try to get this done for the taxpayers.
Last comment, thank you to the council, the mayor, the governing body, and thank you as well for all the hard work.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Tom Brooklyn, 125 East Town Avenue. My question is about how to simplify question number one. Because question number one appears to be a two-part question. But in fact, I believe, and I think many voters would like it to simply state, we're deciding on whether we're consolidating into one school district and leave the language about Seabright into the second question. Because it makes it seem like you have to accept the and in that question, and that might be taken as a target for consolidation.
So what generally happens when you put, this is just the legal referendum that you have to put in the allocations. What happens is generally there's what's known as an interpretive statement that would be crafted that goes along with it onto the ballot, and it kind of dumbs it down into plain English. What are you doing? And so it'll explain it to it. So very often you'll see interpretive statements when they have bond issuances where people don't, like, what the heck is this about? They'll say, what this is really about is X. So I think that will take place. And we will be working with the school boards to make sure that that's done so that everyone knows what's being voted on. And frankly, it's going to be up to the governing bodies and the school boards to educate the voters of Highlands and Atlantic Highlands. What does this mean?
So I would think that we should go ahead and, you know, simplify question number one. So there doesn't need to be gymnastics with the interpretation of the question. And, you know, my third question would be, is the Board of Education writing this question that will appear on the ballot? Or is it a combined effort between the mayor and council?
So what happens is, if you look at the last part of the resolution, there's an A and a B. Those are the forms of the ballot questions that the Board of Ed, we're asking the Board of Ed to pass, the last page, pass, and then that will be then submitted to the Commissioner of Education, and these will be similar to what will be on the ballot. And it'll have the 50-50 share and all that in the ballot question.
So what steps can we take tonight to simplify the question?
We can't take any steps other than to pass this. If we try to tinker with this at this point, I don't want to do that because I want to make sure that this passes. In terms of fine-tuning...
The language has to stay the same.
Yeah.
Because of both towns.
Yes. We'll work out. So substantively, this doesn't change the agreement, but the question will have... If there's ways to make it more clear for the voters, we'll do that. And we'll work with the attorneys for the school board. Because ultimately, they're the ones that are going to be putting it on the ballot. Mm-hmm. They've passed the resolution for the ballot.
Okay. But the language for the question will come off of this resolution?
It'll come off of A and B, the last page of this. Yeah. It'll be similar, I won't say it'll be exact to this, but it'll be very close to this.
Okay. Mr. Giacobbe, fair to say that the language in the resolution, which contains all of the legally required elements, mm-hmm. will be on the ballot, and there'll be an interpretive statement in plain English.
Exactly.
Saying what it says.
Saying what it says.
Like, yeah. So,
but you have to have the allocations in there. That is required under the law. Right. You have to say equalized value in the enrollment.
I understand. I think it should just be the valuations. I think, again, question number one should be very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is in our best interest to consolidate the school district.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you add other language in there, many people that haven't been following the bouncing ball, when they get into the ballot box to make the decision for the first time,
we're going to be having town halls, too.
I understand that, but what my recommendation, and I think the recommendation of the public, would be simplified question number one. That would be in alignment with what was discussed at the Board of Education, the simple consolidation of the school district into one Board of Education, okay? One school district, and sort of point out the highlights and the importance and the flexibility that's created for Atlantic Highlands and Highlands to consolidate the school district. Question number two can be more detailed, and that's when people have to consider the facts and evaluation and the dollar allocation. That's my recommendation.
Okay, thank you.
And sir, we'll share that with when we're doing it. If there's a way of making it, keeping it simple, we will.
Thank you, Mayor. Mark Fisher still lives at 91 Third Avenue. Thank you, Mr. Giacobbe, for your explanation. But like you, I'm not a finance guy. Could you somehow very simply explain the funding formula, how it works, and the shared savings, how that works? And then the second part of that is the shared savings. What is that money? Where does it come from?
All right. So, let me, again, I'm going to preface this. I went to law school for a reason. My dad's a chemist, my brother's an anesthesiologist. Matt Giacobbe was not gifted with the math side of the brain. So let me just kind of give an example. Let's hypothetically say that this whole thing goes through in Seabright, we have a combined district with everything. Seabright sends money to this new regional district. You have to remember, the way taxes work is municipalities are the taxing entities. They collect taxes for schools, counties, and municipalities, and then they put the money out. So Seabright will be sending monies to Highlands and Atlantic Highlands for their students to attend this new school. So let's just hypothetically say that it's a total of $2 million. And based on the 85-15, let's hypothetically say that Highlands gets 1.5 million of it, and Atlantic Highlands gets 500,000. So the 2 million is split up 3/4, 1/4. What the 50-50 means is that Highlands will then write us a check for 500,000 so that both municipalities are saving $1 million. That's kind of to simplify it. And the same thing happens if it's just a regional district. And I said right now the experts have predicted that if it's just Highlands and Atlantic Highlands running, the savings are between $400,000 and $500,000. The allocation looks like it's about $230,000 saved for Highlands, $170,000 for Atlantic Highlands. So there's a $60,000 split, then $30,000 will flow over here, so it would be a 200-200. That's the whole goal here, is that that Highlands and Atlantic Highlands both benefit from the regionalization, whether it's just the two of them or Seabright is combined. And if in the future somebody else wants to join this, they have to go through the same process. And the reason that I think it's important, and Councilman Crowley made a good point, we're setting a standard. It's 50-50. It's a 50-50 split. And so if it's going to come in, we're setting a standard or a benchmark that for future people, that's what would happen.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Okay, thank you.
Folks, I have to depart. I apologize, but I have to get up to Hunterdon County and then Passaic County.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Giacobbe.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Go ahead.
The 50-50 sharing is exclusive to Highlands and Atlantic Highlands. Presumably, Seabright is going to have some savings as well. Or how does that factor into this equation, or does it?
I would say, from my opinion, it would not affect us. Their savings.
So the cost savings of Seabright is not affected if there's only agreement, obviously, between Highlands and Atlantic Highlands. Should Seabright join and the three entities join together, there's obviously a cost savings to still Highlands and Atlantic Highlands, but that's cost savings, the way I understand it, is then altered, right? There's more monies in the pot at that point in time because Seabright's entry. But as Matt Giacobbe had mentioned, Seabright at that point in time will be paying on both levels, right? Because there'll still be a financial liability for the Shore Regional School District, as well as paying into
Ocean Port,
as well as paying into the new district. So I don't know if that helps.
I think so. And so those exit payments that they're making to Shore Regional and Ocean Port, do we know if those continue in perpetuity?
I think it's phased in, right, Mr. Ferrigian?
Yes.
Phased in. And then they, as their payments to that district phase out, they increase to the...
That's correct.
So their payments to originally decrease, they contribute more to this new district.
Precisely.
Exactly. Decrease and then eventually go away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Tom Lovett, 125 East Scott Avenue. I'm pretty good with math. And when all of a sudden we're jumping from 80% EV, 80 EV, and then 20 students, and now we're 15% EV and 85% students, that seems to be a recipe for an underfunded school system. If in fact, a certain community decides to send their kids to private school. And I just can't figure out the math as to how we sustain funding of the school district when, in fact, people, if they decide to send their kids to a private school, I don't know how you get 100% of your cost to run the school system at a 15%. So can somebody sort of take me through that math and tell me how this works?
Everyone's looking at me. I cannot take you through that math. I was not one of the financial experts involved in the negotiation, so I don't want to come across like I was. So I am not going to answer that question. I can't answer that question.
Okay.
I should say
you have to follow up.
And I'd be more than happy to follow up. And I suggest, Mr. Portman, if you want to even send me an email with the question, I'll forward it to the parties and get them to answer.
I sort of already know the answer. I think the public needs to know the answer about the funding schedule for the school. That's really the issue. So when you control the math in terms of how many kids are going to school and you posit the math for savings, we get this kind of result. Okay, and I understand that's the objective. The objective is to go ahead and lower the cost and to benefit those taxpayers that will send their kids to private school. And I think we have to look at the real cost of running the school in perpetuity. And I think if you look at this long term, because of the livability and because of the demographics in Atlantic Highlands, down the road we're going to be paying a lion's share. So we're going to pay a lion's share of operating the school here in Atlantic Highlands and Henry Hudson, and likely, you know, contributing a lot more to the school in Highlands. So I'm getting the feeling that we're really rushing now, and again, we need to step back a little bit. We still have a little time, and we have to sort of look at the financial numbers. We have to look at the numbers, and we could accomplish this in 72 hours, but I think we need to take a real close look at this, because I don't think it's in the best interest of Atlantic Highlands to go ahead and consolidate with Seabright. I think it's in the best interest of Atlantic Highlands and Highlands to come together and create one school district. So the formula as it exists to go from 80-20 to 15-85, I mean, that should be reason for pause. The math is not working correctly.
There's been a couple pauses on that. There's been the we started at 95.5 or 5.95,
yeah.
And that was 12.88, and at 15.85, that's where the school, the financial experts from the Kane study, and in partnership with the school board's attorney and the superintendent, that's why they were so insistent on the savings share, and it was also taken into account that, and I will say that the work that I saw done in the last 72 hours to get us to a place where we could agree to this was all about Atlantic Highlands. Every other party has had to give up Atlantic Highlands more, a lot more, by the way, than was originally on the table, and I appreciate that.
Well, maybe they gave more on the 50-50 split.
They gave more on the apportionment as well.
But the 1585 doesn't make financial sense. I mean, just run the numbers out.
We're happy to share the calculator with you. That was agreed upon by all the entities that were negotiating.
Yeah. We can have a meeting.
Every party that I heard of that was dealing with the math and negotiating with attorneys positive, but they said, I'm not good at the math. And the fact of the matter is that what really drove this was Seabright's interest in reducing their costs, which I understand your position. But everybody has a position. Highlands has a position. Atlantic Highlands has a position. We have to go ahead and stand strong in our position for the benefit of our kids.
Great. And I think we're doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone on?
Nobody has their hand up right now.
Erwin Beaver, 12 Trades Lane. I am an engineer, and I'm very good at math. I've gone through all the formulas multiple times over, and the net effect of the 8515 has Seabright paying about $20,000 a student, more than it's going to cost for Atlantic Highlands and for Highlands. A premium of $25,000 per student. It's not insignificant. We have about 50 students, so there's a lot of difference there. And the net effect from Matt's numbers are the savings without Seabright involved for the two towns is about $400,000. The savings with Seabright in are about $2.4 million. And all of that savings that's going to happen is going to go equally now between the two towns of Atlantic Highlands Highlands. And I think the most important thing, and I've looked at this calculation very closely, is it is going to be a significant savings for those two towns with Seabright in versus out. As was said multiple times, we do not bring any baggage, no teachers, no debt, no infrastructure, no buildings to take care of. And I think the net effect of all of this, and I wish Matt would have said this, is I believe the most significant party that's going to benefit from this is the students. And the reason why is it means increased funding for a consolidated system. And in my mind, that's the best way to get high quality education out of a system that's relatively small, by putting a lot of money to the students, to increase more offerings, more opportunities for the students, increase class size, and greater stability for the overall program. So I'll go through the numbers in detail. Atlantic Highlands and Highlands are both going to get significant benefit from this. It was difficult for the council to accept 8515 and Seabright, because a $20,000 premium per student, if you were on the other side of that equation, right, it wouldn't feel so good. Mm. But we appreciate the fact we're going to get to go into a quality school system, and you have to pay a premium for that. If that premium gets out of line, it's not a good deal. Right. And that's about where we got to. So I know the math. It looks
thank
good.
You. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You
thank you.
Someone on the phone that should take your hand up. Where'd she go?
Go ahead. Oh, okay.
Ms. Blom, you can unmute yourself when you, and please take, please come on camera, state your name and address. Catherine Blom? Blom? Dr. Schiff. And can you please unmute and come off camera, please?
Yeah, come on camera.
Come on camera.
That's Dean.
That's up to you, Beth. Oh, hello, Josh. You're muted, Mr. Langsdorff.
Mr. Langsdorff, if you're muted, please unmute yourself. You are now frozen, Josh.
Oh.
There we go.
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I'm unmuted.
You're not muted.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now I can for a hot second.
Oh, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I said this before, that the per pupil cost is meaningless, because Wright has all the assessed value, but it has no students. If you have a formula where the number of children is included, you're shifting the burden from Seabright onto Highland and Atlantic Island. And so, but my question is this, is there any other district in New Jersey that has this allocation formula for raising funds, the number of children and the assessed value are not the same? It seems to me the savings are all coming from money taken from Shore Beach and Ocean Pool.
So is there any other towns
that
have that type of formula? I don't know.
Oh, I'm not aware if there are or if there aren't.
I think Mr. Giacobbe also said that this is the first proposal under the new law. So I don't know the answer to the question. That'd be another good one for Mr. Giacobbe. I'll write that down.
Yeah, Mr. Leinsdorf will be more than happy to pass that question on to Mr. Jacoby. Not that the short answer is not that we are aware of, as we are the first effort under this new law that we're aware of that's going through this process. But we'll be more than happy to pass that question on to Mr. Jacoby and get back to you on his answer.
And I just want to say that the previous, I was told by the superintendent of Oceanport that Seabright is on for $80,000 a year for 30 years for building the Wolf Hill School. So if Seabright does come with some interest package.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else? Okay. Yes.
Thanks.
Hello, this is Beckham, 123A East Highland Avenue. I'm also the chair of the Atlanta Times Board of Education. Thank you for all the work you've done over the last many days. And I wanted to thank Mr. Jacoby, who's not here, for acknowledging the work that Dr. Beans has done. I think she is done. regionalization is, she needs to now focus on the education of the children, which is why we hired her, right? I know there was a lot over the last several days, so I just wanted to thank Mr. Jacoby for acknowledging all of the work that not only all of you and various parties weren't present, but also the superintendent. And I know it's been a very complicated process. I think the 50-50 sharing agreement, based on my understanding, is the only thing that's holding this together, that without that 50-50 sharing agreement between Atlantic Highlands and Highlands, which the Board of Education has nothing to do with, that was all the municipalities working that out, so thank you for that. Without that, it doesn't make sense for Atlantic Highlands residents. So I'm pleased to see that.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, Charlie Rooney, Seabright, New Jersey. I think people here have valid points. I'm not sure that you guys are really prepared to answer them right now, but that's why we're going to have town hall meetings. And we'll get to a referendum, you bring up your concerns. When people go vote in November,
right.
Tonight, we got to get past tonight and move forward. You guys are doing a great job. Actually, Jacoby did an awesome job. Too bad he had to leave a little early, but I think the town hall meeting is the key. And then you guys can all say what you got to say.
Sure. Charlie.
And figure out what they want to do.
All right. Thank you so much.
Tom, go ahead, 125 East Highland. I appreciate the openness of everybody from the various communities. But we have to deal with the reality. We have to deal with the reality when we make decisions and when we go in and do our homework to make a resolution. And again, I don't think, I think we're rushing this, and I think we need to take a step back and really look at the sustainability of these numbers. Because once it's passed as a resolution, it's really hard to go ahead and come back and make those changes. I think the detailed work is very, very important. And, saving money is one thing. Running a school district is not a fair and equitable deal for taxpayers. Certain taxpayers with kids get the benefit, and those taxpayers that don't have kids pay the burden, pay the share. So it's very expensive. We've made a significant investment in Henry Hudson, in Atlantic Highlands, both in people and property and facilities. And we have to go ahead and continue to fund that, sustain that. This is part of an educational exercise, part of a political economic exercise. And I'm really concerned that what we're doing is we're entering into a formula that will ultimately make this school district not viable, okay? It will make it financially not viable if, in fact, people begin to send their kids to private school. And with Trenton's initiative trying to make a mark and say, we're going to save taxpayers' money, that it opens us up for a larger consolidation. What we've done is we have agreed in the consolidation, and then if, in fact, we do not have a lot of kids signing up, and the 15% number doesn't cover the cost of running the school district and sustaining it, the next move would be to consolidate the school district into Middletown, into more mega schools. And I don't think that's what we want for our kids. With respect to the 80-20 formula, this is a dramatic shift. I mean, to go 15 to 85, that's a massive jump. And what it does is it really doesn't recognize, you know, what our longer term needs are. And I think we need to take a pause. We need to look at these numbers. We need to wait to get the financial figures from the other players involved so the public can actually see.
Okay, thank you.
No hands at home.
Okay, and I see, okay.
How many are in the morning?
There's 18 folks from home.
18, thank you.
There's one.
Please.
Being more than 6 attorney this draft, I just want to say that as a taxpayer that will never manage a school system, I think this is amazing. I hope that it happens, I hope it passes. I think working together with our student team as early as possible would be amazing. As the product of Dean Porter, of course, they don't have our age. I think that if I had Dean Porter and exposed more people from the surrounding area, it would have been better for me overall. And so I think that the sooner we can get all of these students under the same roof learning together, the better.
Thank you for your comments. And at this point, I see no hands, so we can, any discussion on the dais?
Yeah, I think we have to close public comment.
Well,
Mayor, Mr. Brackett needs to hop off soon, so if he has any comments, maybe he could go first.
Yes.
Steve?
Is he up?
You're muted, Steve.
Right. Steve, if you can hear us, we can't hear anything on your end.
He can also call in.
Can you see him, Warren?
He switched to
the phone
on camera.
He's still panelist, then?
Yes. He's driving.
So he's calling in?
He needs 1 minute.
Okay.
So someone else wants to leave.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll start. This has been an incredibly rocky road, and I think we can all acknowledge that the process has not been smooth, but I think this here is the fruit of collaboration. This is what happens when people come together and look out for the common good in this process. And I think...
There's Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, I'm available
whenever
you are.
Okay. Let the record reflect, Councilman Baraki is available by
telephone. He's now on phone. So I think lots of people need to be given a great deal of credit for this, particularly the superintendent, the boards of education, the three municipalities, our finance committee, our borough administrator. I think we've come a long way from the finger pointing and the this town doesn't like that town, and this is something to be celebrated, I believe, and I appreciate all the work that's gone into this.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Why don't we allow Mr. Brock, do you have any comments?
We can. Sure. I don't know. Sure.
All right. I think this has been the process that's been going on for many years, but I know I've been involved with it myself for a fall over 5 years. And our job on councils is to honestly represent our town. I mean, if you think about it, we've got our council, the number of people in it, our legal professionals, our other professionals, and then you have Seabright's people and Highlands and the three boards of Ed. Trying to get all those people to make an agreement that works is incredibly difficult, as you can imagine. That's why I understand what people have said. I agree that some things here aren't perfect. But that's why we've always pushed for a 50-50 or some kind of sharing agreement. And I think when the superintendent suggested that as well, that we go push this over the line because it protects Atlantic Highlands residents. If we are facing a loss in taxes, revenue, and Highlands is getting a windfall. We're getting half of that to offset, so we're going to be whole, and we're not going to lose money. That's the premise of this. Now, it all depends on whether or not they come to an agreement in the next 5 days, but everyone has agreed, in principle, to get this done. So I think it's a good deal. We're going to save a lot of money for our taxpayers. And the best part is we really help the school out because we have so few kids at Hudson now. We do need more just to keep certain programs going and make them, you know, worthwhile for the kids in there. So it doesn't hurt their education, which to me was the number one. If there was a problem with education, I would have said, okay, how much money we saved? I wouldn't be in favor of it, and I think everyone probably shares that opinion. So, everybody who's had a comment, well, I understand what you're saying. It's been very difficult, and you have to give a little to each side in order to get an agreement. Everybody lose a little to get a little. And that's kind of what happened. It wasn't a pretty process, but I think we've got the very best outcome here, primarily because of its savings agreement.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
What is the figure at through the calculator that's agreed upon at the 1585, either 47 kids or 20? Does anybody know what those numbers are when we ran them through the calculator?
I don't think anyone was
prepared. We didn't bring the data with us tonight. But we can get the data.
People have seen it.
The people who negotiated everything were all exposed to that. Yeah, okay. So we can obtain that data.
All right, but that didn't come to us today. When this was presented at 4:15, roughly 4:30. So we don't know what those figures are, correct? I haven't heard
that. We don't have those figures.
I mean, I could text the superintendent to ask if she wants to have it. You also have access to her.
That's a good question for the town hall meeting too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And has our CFO or our auditor looked at this?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So I'll say that I'm very happy where we are in terms of just a week ago where there was no savings sharing. That is a big move. And that's been something that I've been yelling about and a couple of other people here have been yelling about. That's a good guarantee for us. But I'm not going to vote no because I believe in regionalization. I feel like we're on a rush schedule. I'll agree with you, Tom, about that. And I don't think that enough people have put eyes on this because this was just agreed upon this morning. And my big problem last week was we were told 80-20 was the cat's meow with no cost sharing, saving sharing, rather. And it was like, let's go through it. Other people said that we were stalling when we said no. And we said we had to do the due diligence. And so I'm not going to vote no, but I want you to know why I'm voting to abstain, because I can't in good conscience put my name on an agreement where all the proper people from this borough have looked at this and put eyes on it. So I welcome Seabright. If you can get out of the deal, I hope you can. I really do. I'm being sincere. I hope you can get out of the deal. I don't know what time frame that's going to happen in. And that's part of my problem with the rush schedule is that we're on a different schedule than you guys are, right? Because we're dealing with the school boards. You don't have a school board, so you have to get this either in November or maybe if somebody in Trenton can help you and get something maybe December or January or February, maybe you can do that. And by the way, when we talk about the sharings, the state sharings, or let me rephrase, when we talk about the Keene report talks about there are benefits to doing this year, we're not talking about calendar year of December. We're talking about the school fiscal year. So again, that's why as a municipality, we don't have to rush this. We could take another few days and analyze this, but we're on a different schedule to try to appease our potential partners in Seabright. But I do think that we're being rushed. That's my opinion. I think I'm the only one here that feels that way. So I'm not going to vote no, because I hope we can make it work, but I'm going to abstain today.
Okay. So I have a motion.
I'm sorry, man. Any other council members have any comments?
No.
I think that it's undeniable that communication on this whole, and all 4 years of this, communications has been horrendous. And I think that finally there's been a lot more communication in the last couple of weeks among people who needed to be in the loop. And we just need to note it. I mean, and I think it was challenging, and I think, and I really appreciate where Matt Giacobbe is today versus where he was at the beginning of this process, because as he said, he's not an expert in this area. And I think for us to, our legal advice has been, we've had to do a lot more research to get comfortable with this. So I would say it's not as, I don't feel like it's as much rush. I think that we're rushed this week because some of the, because we're coming to an end of a timeline and we did not have some answers from experts until very recently. And I feel very comfortable after our call on Monday, having to see experts from different sides, I won't even call it sides, but all the experts from the two reports agreed with each other on the points of the discussion, and that helped accelerate us securing a cost-saving sharing agreement well before we were really required to do it. And that gave, and the most important thing to me is that the superintendent is recommending this to the school board, to our school boards. And I really like you guys from Seabright, and I'm glad that we're going to be together, hopefully. But Seabright's not my concern. The Atlantic Highlands students and taxpayers are my concern. And so knowing that Dr. Beams is comfortable with this has my enthusiastic support.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important. I mean, for maybe John's unaware, but I know he said a lot of people haven't looked at this, but I think it's important for the people to know this has been an ongoing process that we've worked on for months. And as Matt said earlier, there were 58 people involved in this. It didn't just happen overnight. There's been 58 people. We've had countless phone calls between Councilwoman Hoetlinner.
You made me get up early this morning.
Mr. Baracchia, myself, Mr. Ferragina. We've had countless phone calls where we've been back and forth with all the professionals working this out at all hours. Like Lori said, first thing this morning we were on calls. And it's not something that just happened overnight. It's something we've been working on for months. So, I mean, thanks to everybody who had a hand in this. But it's not something that just happened overnight. I mean, I know you guys are getting some of the numbers last minute. A lot of moving parts, you know, and we have to get everybody on board. So thank you.
Okay, so we have a motion and we have a second. So now roll call.
Ms. Hoetlinner.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Abstain.
Mr. Baracchia.
Yes.
Mr. Baum.
Yes.
Mayor, Resolution 130-2022 is passed.
Thank you. Thank you all. And
a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Yeah. All in favor?
All right. All in favor.
All right.
Thank you.